Hello and welcome to special call today. This is Rick Cooper. Thanks for joining me. Today is on six keys to automate your marketing. And I want to share some ideas today that will help you to think more strategically about your business in ways that's going to help you to save time, energy, and effort. Marketing is fun if you learn the right techniques to generate the right. So part of what you have to do is you have to figure out what it is that you're trying to accomplish. What are your goals? What do you want to accomplish online? There's two key areas that I focus on in online marketing. There are a lot more things that you can focus on, but these are two of the basics. And generating leads, and another one is sales online. And you can implement systems in your business that will allow you to generate leads or have people go out and opt in online, opt into your email lists, and you can also generate sales. There are strategies that you can implement, in fact, a lot of strategies that you can implement, which will allow you to generate a sale online. And, of course, the key with automation is to actually come up with a process and a system so it will happen for you automatically. You don't have to take the actions. Typically, there's a lot of work up front that's in setting it up. And then as time goes on, then the system works for you, and it allows you to create results through the process. And for many business owners, they just haven't taken the time to stop, evaluate what they're doing, see what's working, think about how they can automate, and then actually implementing systems that allow them to accomplish that. And just by taking that time to plan out that process, it helps them to achieve those results. As we go through the call today, I want to encourage you to take notes. I'm going to share a lot of ideas quickly, and you'll want to be able to go back through your notes to look for ideas that you can implement. You might even find it helpful to grab a highlighter now and then mark anything that stands out to you. Eric Laughlin is my mentor. Eric is a master sales trainer, and Eric says that one of the main questions that he's asked is how is sales different than it was 5 years ago? And his answer is that sales has fundamentally not changed. What has changed is the integration of technology into the sales process. So it's this technology piece that a lot of people haven't taken the time to integrate in. They're not looking for ways that they can use technology to be able to do things for them. And the nice thing about automating a process is you can set up that technology to work for you, and then it will just work day after day, week after week, or month after month. You might have to go back periodically and make some adjustments and some changes to it, but more than likely, you'll start looking for other ways that you can automate processes, other implements you can implement in your business that's going to help you to generate more leads and get more sales. Now, there are now simple ways that you can use technology, to get more leads, to set more appointments, and also to deliver a presentation online that more sales. The growth of Eric's company is due in large part to us integrating technology into the sales process. And because of this, Eric has launched a new technology training division of his company that's led by me. And I'll share a few more details about that later. Now, on the call today, there's a couple things that I'm going to cover. I'll talk about why and when to automate. I'll talk about tips to set up automation systems. I'll talk about what online systems that you need in your business, how to use content for lead generation systems, and also how to follow up more effectively online. Now, are you looking for a way to increase your income? Many people in today's economy want to be able to increase their income, and short of taking a part-time job, they don't have many options. Would you like to be able to increase the amount of money that you earn online? For most people, they're not earning any online revenues or very little. Imagine for a moment if you started receiving an extra $1,000 or $2,000 a month in online sales. That would be pretty nice, wouldn't it? I mean, it's like systematically bringing that money in. Now, by the way, a great place to be while you're on the call with me today, or if you're listening to the recording of this call, is out on Facebook. And you can join me out at facebook.com/socialmediaoutcomes. Go there now and post a message to say hello. And I also encourage you to share your takeaways there. So share the golden nuggets or the ideas that you're learning on the call. Go ahead and post those out on the Facebook page, and that's a way that you can interact with me while we're on the call today, sharing information. And I want to congratulate you for being on the call. It takes a person of action to attend a call like this to learn information that's going to help to increase your results. And in fact, I encourage you to go back and listen to this recording three times in the next 30 days. And that's going to allow you to go back and just get a different level of understanding about this information that I'm sharing with you, because some of the terms that I might be share on the call today, they might be unfamiliar to you. And so I want you to be able to get an understanding of how you can utilize these tools and utilize this information to increase your results. And by the way, when you go out to the Facebook page, look for the post at the top of the page where it says Join Me Now at 10 a.m. Pacific, and just go ahead and post a message right there to let me know that you're on the call. Now, I'm passionate about helping small business owners leverage technology to grow their business online. I started my own business back in 2003. I'd worked in the corporate world for over a dozen years, and I loved what I was doing, but I felt like something was missing. When I was back in college, I had the opportunity to become president of an organization on campus called the Entrepreneurial Network. We brought in local business owners to share their story with students, and it lit a fire inside me that inspired me to one day start my own business. In the fall of 2001, we all witnessed a life-changing event. September 11th changed the way that we looked at life, and it got me refocused on my vision of starting my own business. That opportunity finally came to pass in May of 2003, and I've been helping business owners ever since. I live in Sacramento, California, and my family lives nearby in Northern California also. I love to spend time with my cats, and the baby of the family is Daniel, who's an adorable orange cat who loves to hang out in the kitchen waiting for his next meal. I've had the opportunity to have many mentors and coaches over the years, and the one who's had the greatest impact on me is Eric Lofhone. I've known Eric since 2007. Eric's my coach, my mentor, my business partner, and I've had the opportunity to work with Eric in a variety of roles. Some of the ways that I work with clients are to create information products. And by the way, this is a great strategy for automation, because one of the nice things about an information product is that it allows you to take your knowledge and information, put it into a product, and then sell it online. See, in a lot of cases, the things that you might be selling might be a service. And therefore, when you sell it, you have to turn around and deliver it. So it might take 1 hour to sell it or half an hour to sell it. And then maybe it takes, you know, a couple of hours or, you know, a dozen hours to actually deliver it over time. Many of my clients are coaches, speakers, trainers, and consultants. And so, you know, the simple part is actually making the sale up front. And then the complicated part is actually delivering it over time, delivering that value. And so depending on what it is that you're doing, creating an information product can be a great way to deliver information to educate your prospects and clients and to lead people to a next step in working with you. One of my favorite products that I created was a book that I co-authored with six other experts called Seize Your Opportunities. I know each one of the authors personally, and we're good friends. It's nice to be able to collaborate with people that you like, isn't it? And by the way, that's a great mindset to have around automating your business, is to find people who are automating their business and learn from them. Learn ideas and then talk about strategies that you can implement and then work on implementing those ideas. Another one of the roles that I filled is that of affiliate manager. I've had the great opportunity to work with Laurel Langmeyer as her affiliate manager. I work closely with her marketing team. She's a great leader and she knows how to run a successful business. Laurel speaks to audiences worldwide. She teaches people skills to start and run a successful business. And when I worked with Laurel, I had one of the most scenic commutes of anyone that I know. I had the opportunity to drive up each week from Sacramento up to South Lake Tahoe. What an amazing life. And by the way, Laurel's a master at automation. She implements a lot of automation steps in her business. And what's interesting is Laurel doesn't do the automation herself. She has a team of people. So you don't necessarily have to know how to use the technology yourself. You just have to know what you want, and then find somebody who can help you in the process. I've also worked as affiliate manager for Adrienne Ashley. She helps clients get media exposure and manage their reputation online. Adrienne's an entertaining speaker, and she attracts attention around the world. I like working with people who are up to big things. I like working with people who live fearlessly. And, you know, you have to have a little bit of that fearless nature in you to be an entrepreneur, don't you? You have to be able to take on challenges that will move you forward. You have to be willing to get outside your comfort zone to be able to get the results that you want. Now, I have two outcomes for my presentation today. My first outcome is to share a ton of great content on automation strategies. And I'll give you some very specific ideas as we go through the call today. I encourage you to take notes on those and think about what you can take and implement in your own business. My second outcome is to extend an invitation to participate in an upcoming training and mentoring program. I'll share all the details at the end of the call. So what's the first thing that you want to understand about automating your marketing? Well, the first key here is you really need to adopt a mindset for leverage. What is leverage? Leverage is being able to do more with less. And here's the thing. You may have found this in your business is that as you start working more and more your business, you start to get better results. But as you get better results, oftentimes that creates more work for you. And because you're doing more work, then you end up slowing down in the process because now you're having to process through all this work. And again, if you're in a service-based business, this is particularly a challenge. If you're just selling products, for instance, then in most cases you might generate the sale and then you have to deliver it or someone else is delivering it for you, and then you can move on to the next sale. So you may already have leverage from that. But there are still ways that you can automate your business on the front end related to sales and marketing so it saves you time and effort. And a lot of the most successful internet marketers out there have created systems. They've created automated sales funnels where they can sell their products online and deliver their products online. And so really, once they've done that work up front, then they have a pretty short work week. See, a lot of people who become really successful, they like to be able to take their time off and be able to do fun and enjoyable things. And the challenge is when you're having to do all this work, in your business that, you know, every week kind of looks the same, right? It's like a 60-hour week every week. And if you want to start getting to a point where you can take more time off and enjoy life, then automation is a way to do it. Developing automated systems that work for you and work consistently for you over time can be very effective. So you've got to adopt this mindset of creating leverage. And, you know, part of that mindset says, if I'm going to do something more than once, then I might as well automate it. So if you continually find that you're doing the same things over and over, doing it the same way every time, then that's a pretty good signal that that's probably a task that you should look for a way to automate. Now, keep in mind there's two things you can do here. One is you can automate, but you can also delegate. So sometimes it's cost effective just to hire somebody else to be able to do something for you. And that way, instead of you having to do it, you have an employee or a contractor or somebody else doing that task for you. Now, it takes extra time up front to set up the system, but you're going to save time in the long run. And see, some people, they look at that investment of time up front and they say, well, I don't have time to do that. Well, here's the thing. You don't have time not to do it. Because in the long run, you're going to spend a lot more time doing that particular process over and over and over. And I'll just give you a simple example here. One of the things that you might do is you might be delivering a presentation to clients. So you might have a sales presentation that you do today, and you might do that one-on-one with people. And so you would get on the phone with someone, for instance, and you would have a half-an-hour call or maybe a 45-minute call. You would talk to them. You would ask them questions, you would learn about their needs, and at the end of the call, you would extend an opportunity to work with you. And either they would say yes or no. So that's one process that you can do. And obviously that's very time consuming because you can only talk to one person at once, and you have to spend a lot of time, you know, setting those appointments for those calls with people. Well, a simple example of a way that you can start creating more leverage is instead of talking with people one-on-one, you could start talking to people one-to-many. And so an example would be a teleseminar or a webinar. So just like I'm doing now, I'm talking to on the phone with over a dozen people right now. And so I'm sharing one message with each one of you, and I'm creating leverage. And I'm also recording this call. So it's very possible that someone else who may have registered for the call but who didn't show up might go back and listen to this recording later. So they're going to get the benefit of all the information that I'm sharing with you, and they're doing that through a recording. So that's a second way, is that you can take what you're doing live and you can record it so that people can go out and listen to it later. And then a third way would just be then to take that process and then automate it. So I could actually set up, for instance, a registration page online so someone could register to participate, and then I could deliver pre-recorded content that I had gone through and created in advance that they could go through and listen to or watch and get access to that information. And so some of the most successful marketers in the world are leveraging this process. And not only are they using recorded teleseminars and webinars, but they're also using recorded online videos. So video is hot. Video is a great strategy, and we'll talk about video a little bit later. But I just want to get you thinking about this mindset around leverage. And, you know, it could very well be that some of the things that you're doing in your business don't have much leverage. Now again, as we're going through this call today, I want to encourage you to go out and post a comment out on my Facebook page. I can see Janice Timonia posted out there. She said, "Hi, Rick. Thanks for this information today." You're welcome, Janice. Thanks for being here. Carol Young posted out there and says, "Hi, Rick Cooper. I'm on the call. And what will be the callback number to listen 3 times this week as you request?" I will post the recording afterwards. I'll post a replay line where you can go and listen to it immediately. And then I'll also make it available as an MP3 file where you can download it online, Carol. And again, I encourage you to go out to facebook.com/socialmediaoutcomes. And in fact, let me give you an opportunity to promote your business right now. So if you have a website, or if you have a blog, I want to encourage you to share the link out on my Facebook page. Go to facebook.com/socialmediaoutcomes, find that post at the top of the page, and then go ahead and click and share that information. Now, let's get into the next idea, or the second key here. And, you know, this is an interesting idea because it really gets you focusing in on what ways are, you know, really how to begin thinking about how to do this. Because, you know, one of the challenges is there's not necessarily a format, a formula, or a blueprint to implement all this. Because for your own particular business, you have, you know, you have your own products, you have what you're offering, you have your own presentation, you have the only, the way that you're offering that. And so that's going to be different from somebody else. There might be some things that are similar, but the challenge is finding a way that you can implement this to where it works for you. And so in order to do that, you have to put on your thinking cap. You have to put on your thinking cap. And what you have to think about is, what is the strategy? What is the strategy? So key number two is to develop an automation strategy. Develop an automation strategy. So what is strategy? In fact, before we even get into what is strategy, let's just talk about what's more important. What's more important, action or strategy? In fact, why don't you go out and post that in the group? Post it on the Facebook page and let me know what you think is more important, action or strategy. And we'll come back to that question in a moment here. But first of all, let me just mention that if you're working hard and you're not getting results, then working harder is not going to help, right? If you're working hard and you're not getting results, then working harder is not going to help, because if you're just doing more of the same, then how can you expect to get a better result? Because you're doing more of the same. So at a certain point, you need to step back and you need to think about your strategy. Think about what it is that you're trying to accomplish, and then what you want to, what results that you want. So what is a strategy? Well, a strategy is a planned approach to achieving your goals. It's a planned approach to achieving your goals. You might have heard of the concept of GSA, which stands for goal, strategy, and action. So first of all, you establish a goal. Then you develop or select a strategy that you want to implement. And then you identify the specific action steps that you need to take. And then you begin taking those actions toward accomplishing your goal. So for any given result that you want to achieve, or any given goal, there are probably a number of different strategies. There might be a dozen different strategies. There might be over 100 different strategies that you can implement. And obviously, you can't implement everything. And some strategies that you implement are going to be more effective than others. So you have to think about what is going to give you the best result, what is going to allow you to accomplish your goals. Now, a key idea here is to use best practices to accomplish what you want. Are you using best practices? See, best practices is understanding what works and what doesn't work. And it could very well be that in your business, you're doing something that's not effective. And so you're not getting the results that you want. So what do you need to do in order to be able to achieve your goals, in order to be able to accomplish your results? So if you want to automate your marketing and sales, then you need to take a step back and you need to plan it out. So planning needs to be part of the process. And if you're not used to planning, then it could very well be that this could be a big idea for you to implement in terms of being able to figure out and plan out what to do. And there are some specific best practices that you can implement that will allow you to do that. I'm checking out on the Facebook page. Janet says, I think strategy is more important. Okay, anybody have an alternate opinion? Go out there and post. I'll check back out there in a moment. Now, if you want to automate your marketing and sales, then you need to take a step back and plan it out. You need to develop a workflow process. You need to create a map of automation steps. So one of the best practices that business owners, entrepreneurs, and others use in automating their processes is to map it out. Are you familiar with the process of flow charting? Now, I have a lot of experience doing this. When I studied flow charting when I was in school, I studied the work of W. Edwards Deming and process improvement techniques. In the corporate world, I also worked on reengineering projects, like business process reengineering or BPR. And so part of the process would be that we would go in to a department, we would map out what processes that they were doing manually, and then we would identify steps to automate their business, and then how to use technology to do that. So I have a lot of experience beyond what I've done in my own business over the last 10 years and what I've done in working with Eric Lofholm. Beyond that, working in the corporate world as well. So not everybody understands how to do flow charting, but, think of it this way. If you haven't quite embraced using flow charting, you could start off with something simple. There's actually software you can use, but you could even just start off and do this with paper. And so you could take a sheet of paper, you could draw a box on it, and then draw in there a particular step in a process. And so part of what you have to do is you have to think about every individual thing that you want your potential customers to do, and you write it down as a step in the process. And then from one step to the next, you draw an arrow. And sometimes in flow charting, you have a question that is answered. Like, for instance, if one of the steps in the process is to have a person go to an opt-in page where they would fill out a form and opt into the website, then one of the steps might be what happens if they opt in and what happens if they don't. Or if they register for an event, let's say that you do event marketing, you host teleseminars and webinars, then what happens if they register for the event but they don't attend? So part of what you have to do is you have to break down things step by step and analyze it, do some analysis around it, and because it could very well be that you're leaving money on the table today because you're missing out on opportunities. And see, these are things that would be difficult for you to do in volume if you were doing everything manually. But they're things which become simple once you set up the proper systems. And so that's a key element there. Now, automation might involve email. It might involve videos. It might involve your website. It might involve your blog. There are all sorts of things that you might be implementing in your business which would allow you to accomplish that result. And so what you have to think about is what can you do that's going to help you to save time and effort. And, you know, here's the thing is that you don't have to implement everything right away. All right, I'm popping it back out on the Facebook page. Looks like we've got a couple of extra comments there. Carol says, hi, Rick Cooper. I read that one earlier. Real Cook posts, and Real says, hey, Rick, always enjoy your seminars, and he includes a link out to his webpage there. So thanks for sharing that, Real. And also says, action. Ignorance on fire is better than knowledge on ice. Always move forward. Mike Fitzstevens is on the call today and says, I think that action is most important. Otherwise, nothing happens, but the action must be taken in support of the strategy. So my mentor, Eric Lofholm, has asked this question a number of times, and he always gets a mixed result. So, you know, half the people tend to say strategy, half the people tend to say action. And there are good reasons why each one would be a good answer to the question. But what he ultimately says is that the answer is strategy. The answer is strategy. The reason is you certainly have to take the action. But it could very well be that the actions that you're taking are not working in your business. And so if you have the right strategy, then absolutely you need to be taking those actions consistently. But if you don't have the right strategy and you just keep taking action and you're not getting results, then clearly something is wrong, something needs to be adjusted, something needs to be fine-tuned. Maybe it's not the overall idea or strategy, maybe it's how you're implementing it. Or maybe you haven't, you know, gone deep enough into improving and optimizing that. And see, that's part of the process when you actually automate. See, if things are just left up to you to do one by one, it could very well be that as you do those, you do things a little bit differently every time. But when you take the time and effort to automate, then you're going to get a more consistent result because it allows you really to think about the process and come up with the best approach to accomplish your results. Now, I was talking to my mentor a few months ago, Eric Laufholm, and he said that technology was becoming a greater focus for his business. And he saw a need for his clients to find better ways to leverage technology tools. And so Eric and I have now teamed up, and we've launched a brand new technology services division at Eric Laufholm International. I've worked with Eric's team several times in the past, and I always love the opportunity to work with Eric's clients. We have big plans, and we're going to be innovative in our approach to providing great content and services. So the big idea for you is that you can partner with other people to provide solutions to their clients. It's an example of what Eric calls the POI strategy. POI stands for Person of Influence. A person of influence is a person who has a network of people which include your ideal customers or clients. Todd Lay runs a bookkeeping company. Todd came to me a few years ago and he shared that he was spending a lot of time networking. He wanted to find a way to get in front of more prospects without having to leave his office. He said he wanted to create an audio program where he shared details about his business. We also decided to create a free report and then set up a lead capture page to offer it. Once the web page was realized, he suddenly realized that there were a lot of ways that he could use it to generate leads. As a result, he was able to quit his business networking group and was able to start delivering presentations over the phone to book clients. He also began using webinars as a sales tool. The big idea for you is that you can create a lead capture page. So by the way, a lead capture page, that's a great automation strategy. There's a couple elements of automation that go into a lead capture page. First of all, you have a web page where somebody can go out where they would get access to a free resource. And then they fill out the form, they opt in, and then there's a couple things that are going to be done on an automated basis. Number one, it's going to take them to some kind of a success page. And so it might depend, you know, what you plan on offering on that success page. Like in most cases, when I set up a success page after people opt in, I provide whatever it is that I say I'm going to provide. So for instance, I might have a free report. And so I encourage people to download the free report. They fill out the form, takes them to a web page, and it says, click here, right click here to download the report. They get immediate access to it. See, people in today's age, they want instant gratification. They want it right now. And so if you provide it to them right now, then it facilitates the process. It facilitates getting that information into their hands so they can consume that information. And that will also help lead them to a next step in working with you. Another piece of automation is to use an autoresponder. An autoresponder is simply an email message that can be scheduled to go out automatically. It could also be an autoresponder sequence, which could be a series of email messages that go out at specific intervals over a period of time. Now, I mentioned I wasn't going to get too technical on the call today. There's a lot of information I'm sharing with you, and some of these ideas you might be familiar with, and some of them you might not. So, you know, each one of these ideas, you know, you could literally take and you know, spend hours exploring individually on to understand how to do them. Now, one thing about Todd Lay is that he is a firm believer in automation. And so he spends a good portion of his time working on automating, setting up systems, setting up processes in his business, which allow him to create more leverage. And he just creates one system after another in his business. And that's a good mindset to have, is that it's not just about implementing one system. It's about developing the habit of implementing new systems continuously over time. And so for you, maybe it's, you know, implementing one system per quarter. For somebody else, it might be implementing one system per month. But you just want to think about, what are the systems that you need in place? Do you need systems to generate leads? Do you need systems to set appointments for you? Do you need systems to generate sales for you online? And each one of those is a different type of system to set up. And in fact, if you just thought about lead generation for a moment, Jay Abraham says you need multiple lead generation systems in your business. Eric Laufholm says until you've created 10 different lead generation systems in your business, you're not done. You have to still go and create more. How many automated lead generation systems do you have in your business? If the answer is zero, then guess what? You've got some work to do. Now, I spend a lot of my time writing copy for clients. I write email copy. I write web copy. I write copy for information products. It's a good use of my time, and I do a great job at it. My copywriting fee is $100 an hour. So if a sales page takes 5 hours to complete, my fee would be $500. That's $500 for copy for one sales page. And that's pretty inexpensive. There are some copywriters that will charge upwards of several thousand dollars or even over $10,000. Frank Kern charges around $10,000 for a sales letter, like a written sales letter to mail out and go out to people. So I want to get into the next key idea here. And by the way, I want to encourage you, as I'm going through and sharing this information, make sure that you're going out to the Facebook page. Share your takeaways. What are you learning on the call today? Go out there and post. And also, if you have any questions, go ahead and post those there too. I'll respond back to you later. All right, so let's jump into key number three here. Key number three. So this key, this is one that is becoming increasingly popular, especially with the use of mobile devices. In fact, you're seeing this all over the place right now. In fact, one of the places I'm seeing it, I just signed up this week for Instagram. If you're not familiar with Instagram, Instagram is a social media site. And the site is based around pictures. So it's basically a social media site where you go and post pictures. It's kind of like Pinterest, where you can post images and pictures, but it's a little bit different. On Pinterest, you have boards, and then you can post or pin pictures up to the boards. With Instagram, you're basically just taking pictures of whatever you see in your life, and you're posting it up there. And I'm having a lot of fun with it and going out there and posting pictures there. And if you want to get connected with me on Instagram, if you have the site, my Instagram ID is Rick S. Cooper. So I think you should just be able to go out to Instagram.com/Rick S. Cooper and find me out there. In fact, let me just pop out there and see if that works. But and if you haven't set up an Instagram account, I encourage you to do it. It's kind of fun, and it's actually a little bit addictive. It's one of those things where you kind of have to rein it in a little bit. But you can go out to my page, and I'm posting a lot of images out there. I've already got 20 posts up of pictures out there, but you can go to Instagram.com/Rick S. Cooper and go ahead and follow me there. If you don't have an account yet, you have to set it up on your mobile device. You can access it through the web later, but you actually have to set up the account through your mobile device and get it set up. So that's one to check out. But what's interesting, and this is tying back into key number three here, one of the things I'm finding is videos. People post videos on Instagram. It's not just limited to pictures. You can also post videos. So you want to think about how you can use online videos in your business. One of the advantages of a video versus, say, a picture is that not only can people see a visual image, but they can also hear you talking. So one of the strategies that I teach my clients in business is to position yourself as an expert. Many of the clients that I work with are speakers, coaches, trainers, and consultants. They're typically people who have a message they want to share with the world. And so you can create a video, and you can share an idea or information. And at the end of that video, you can extend an opportunity to go out and get access to a free resource. So remember what we were talking about before related to lead capture pages. You can create a video, and then you can encourage people to go out and get access to that free resource. And they would be going out there, and they would be filling out the form and then opting into your email marketing system. By the way, if you want to learn more about lead capture pages, I have a free report. It's available on my website. It's called 7 Steps to Create a Lead Capture Page. 7 Steps to Create a Lead Capture Page. And you can get it by going to socialmediaoutcomes.com/7steps. And that's with the number 7, STEPS. socialmediaoutcomes.com/7steps. So key number three is to use online videos to share information that will educate prospects and lead them to a next step in working with you. See, some of the systems that you want to implement online are actually to get people into your funnel. Do you know what a marketing funnel is? A marketing funnel is kind of like a pipeline. If you're familiar with the concept of a sales pipeline, a pipeline is where you have prospects coming in on the front end. You have an opportunity to meet or chat with them at some point and have a conversation. And then you would extend an opportunity to work with you or to purchase a product or a service. And then there would be follow-up steps in there. If people don't purchase right away, then you would be following up over time. And then ultimately, it ends with closing the sale and then moving on to post-sale, which is where you get more into customer service and fulfillment. And so that would be part of the pipeline. Marketing funnel is a little bit different. Imagine a funnel wide at the top, narrow at the bottom. At the top of the funnel, you offer something for free. A little bit deeper in the funnel, you offer something at a less expensive cost. A little bit deeper, something that's more expensive, and at the bottom of the funnel, you would offer your most expensive product or service. The challenge is that most people have gaps in their funnel. Many people don't have anything that they're offering on the front end to be able to have people opt in. In fact, some business owners don't even have an email marketing system. They don't have a way to systematically generate leads. That could be a pretty serious gap in your funnel because it's really hard to automate if you don't have an email marketing system in place, because how are you going to get people to go out and visit your website, to go watch videos, to go read blog posts, to register for presentations if you don't have an email marketing system in place? Yes, you can use social media, but email still remains one of the most effective ways to get people to take action and to follow a process step by step. So video will also work on the customer service side as well. So video might also give you an opportunity to be able to share information and to educate people post-sale. So, you know, if you get a lot of questions, if you get a lot of phone calls from people, you might want to start thinking about how you can create some videos. And by the way, you could couple those videos with an autoresponder series. So when somebody purchases a product, for instance, you could send out a series of email messages, and then each email message could lead out to a video. Now, I know a lot of this sounds a little bit overwhelming. It sounds like, wow, Rick, you're giving me like, you know, 30 hours of work or more to do here. But here's the thing. Everything that you're doing today, you're probably doing it all manually. You're all doing it one by one. You're having to answer one phone call at a time for one person at a time, talk to one person at a time, deliver one presentation at a time, follow up after a sale one at a time. And if you want to be able to serve more customers and clients, if you want to be able to provide more value, you have to look at being able to do things beyond just you doing them directly. And you might be working for a company where that company provides part of that service, and that's great. But you still might have the opportunity to set up to automate your own marketing and sales to be able to get results. If you're working at a company, that probably means that there are a lot of other people working at that company too. So you're competing against them. So how can you use systems to automate what you're doing? How can you use systems that will help save time, energy, and effort? Because what do you want in life? You know, don't you want to be able to spend more of the time doing what you love to do? Think about it. All right, let's move on to key number four here. So key number four, we've already talked about this concept a little bit, but I want to delve into a little bit more and explain how it works. So this is a real time saver. It's a tool that you can use through your email marketing system. Most email marketing systems give you the opportunity to use this. And it also requires the skill of copywriting. So what is copywriting? Copywriting is the art and the science of writing words that are persuasive and influential. Many of you who are on the call today with me are students of Eric Laufholm. And so, you know, Eric Laufholm talks about sales scripting. So sales scripting is a way that you can create a script or presentation so that when you're talking with somebody one-on-one that you can encourage them, you can deliver value. You can educate them about your product or service, and you can extend an invitation for them to work with you. So think about scripting, and then copywriting is similar, but usually it's in a written format. And so instead of the spoken word, copywriting usually refers to something that's in writing. So an example of that would be email copy. Email copy. If you've ever heard that term, it refers to writing messages that you would then take and you would post those or you would send them out through your email system. So there are generally two types of email messages that you would send. One is as a broadcast message where you're sending out one message to many people. And the other one is as an autoresponder. And so that's the key number four here, if you're taking notes as we go through the call today. Key number four is to use autoresponders to enhance and improve your follow-up process. So there's a phrase that the fortune is in the follow-up. The fortune is in the follow-up. And so most people equate that to when you have a prospect, you need to follow up over time and you need to talk on the phone with them, right? You need to have a conversation over the phone. But the challenge is for a lot of people that they're really not doing enough to be able to get out there and communicate one-on-one with them. So they're missing out on an opportunity. So what you need to do is you need to be able to implement systems which will allow you to follow up in a more automated fashion. And so an autoresponder message or an autoresponder series allows you essentially to write out a series of messages that will go out to people over time. And let me give you an example of this so you have some more specifics here. One of my clients once told me that one of her clients was a coach, a very successful coach who's earning six figures. And the way that they did that was they developed a autoresponder series of messages that went out over a period of 2 years. 2 years. Think about that. Like for many people, if they set up an autoresponder series, it might be 7 to 10 email messages and that's it. But this coach had gone through and they literally thought through their entire sales process, step by step, everything that they wanted to offer, when they wanted to offer it. And not only just selling things, you know, selling their services, but delivering value, educating people, encouraging them to take action, giving them homework and assignments. And they literally thought through the entire process. And keep in mind, it's not just 2 years worth of email messages, but each one of those email messages leads toward a next step. It might be encouraging someone to go out and read a blog post, which means you've got to write a blog post. Go watch a video, which means recording the video. Participate on either a live webinar or a recorded webinar, having to develop the slide deck and then the script to go along with that and then actually recording it and then making it available online. So when you think that this is not doable, know that it is. But the people who implement systems like this, first of all, they start off with an intention. They get really focused on what their goals are. And they understand that they only have so many hours in the day. And oftentimes, people who want to automate things in their business, they don't really want to be spending 10 to 12 hours a day working in their business. In fact, some of the most successful coaches out there are only spending about 4 to 6 hours a day on their business. And some people literally take off vacations, a week at a time, a month at a time. See, one of the nice things about automation, if you don't have automation in your business and you took off a month, generally, that means you're going to have a month where you didn't have any results at all, right? Nothing happens. And not only that, but you're also going to lose momentum because during that time that you took off, nothing's going to be happening. But when you automate your systems, when you automate your sales and marketing systems specifically, then that means you have specific strategies that are implemented on the front end that will attract people, that will give them an opportunity to opt in, that will communicate with them over time, and that will ultimately lead them to a next step in working with you and providing an opportunity where they can buy online. That's implementing an automated marketing and sales system. And yes, it does take a lot of work. Yes, it is outside your comfort zone. Yes, it may be confusing in the beginning, but it is absolutely doable. And the people who get it done, they don't necessarily start off as experts. They start off with a desire. See, they have this desire that says, I want to automate my systems. I want to save time, energy, and effort. I want to be able to generate sales even when I'm not thinking about my business. And you know, there's a great feeling when you go into your shopping cart or your e-commerce system and you see that somebody has purchased and you realize, wow, I never even had a conversation with that person. And, you know, they went out and purchased my product or service or program. And, you know, personally in my business, I spend a lot of time talking to people. I've implemented some of the systems in my own business, and I'm working on implementing more systems. But I love talking to people. I love working with them. And some of the ways that I support clients are working with them to help them implement systems. And so there's a lot of conversation. There's a lot of discussion. There's a lot of work in actually implementing it. So I have a lot of hands-on experience of implementing the ideas that I'm sharing with you here. And that's important, is if you're going to do it, you want to be able to understand, you know, from somebody who knows what they're doing, from somebody who knows, has implemented systems. And as I mentioned, I've not only implemented systems for myself, but also for clients and also for Eric Laufoam and Laura Langmire as well. Now, the fact that you're on the call with me today tells me that you're a person of action, or if you're listening to the recording, you're a person of action. It also tells me that you're a continual learner. You're someone who enjoys learning and implementing new ideas. You're probably even someone who enjoys participating in coaching and training programs. In fact, you probably even find a lot of value in training programs where you have an opportunity to communicate and interact with the instructor. Isn't that interesting? Jim Rohn said, "Discipline is the bridge between goals and accomplishment." I think sometimes people think that sales pages often write themselves, or that blogs will just magically sprout content over time. No, it doesn't happen that way. If you want to create something, then you need to create it. It takes discipline. One of the reasons I get so much done for so many people is because I'm disciplined. One of my mentors once told me, if you want something done, give it to a busy person. He was a busy person, and he knew that I was busy too. Busy people get things done. Doug Skinner is a technology consultant. Doug offers a lot of high-end services. He wanted to attract business owners and executives to him online. Doug began hosting webinars to educate people and add value. I coached Doug through a process to develop a training program on mobile productivity and cloud computing. Doug enrolled clients in the program, and now he has a new revenue source. He's adding value, and he's leading clients toward his advanced consulting services. The big idea for you is that you can create content to attract clients. And another big idea, by the way, there is that's an example of implementing a marketing funnel. Because Doug had something that was at the bottom of the funnel, something that was expensive, but he didn't have something at the top of the funnel that was less expensive. So by implementing that new product, that new training program, it gave him an opportunity to begin generating sales, and that allows him to create more value and lead people to a next step in working with him. All right, let's get into key idea number five here, So this idea, this is an interesting twist on things. For a lot of people, they might not have even thought about doing this. You might not have thought about doing it before. And the idea is it really ties back to the concept we talked about in terms of a marketing funnel before. It's also a way of qualifying your prospect. Are you familiar with the concept of qualifying your prospect? See, for a lot of people, if you're spending a lot of time talking to people and you're finding that the people that you're talking to, they're not really an ideal customer or client for you, then the question would be, how can you qualify them in advance before you talk to them? Because wouldn't you find it more beneficial to be talking to more people who are more likely to purchase your product or service? Absolutely, right? So the technique is to qualify your prospect in advance. And to do this in an automated way is to develop what's called a pre-client funnel, or you could call it a pre-customer funnel. And the concept is that you would provide a series of resources and collect information up front about your prospect before you ever talk to them. So it could be a matter of having them go out and read content. It could be to go watch videos. It could even be to have them fill out an online survey. Have you ever set up an online survey? If not, that's a missed opportunity. Surveys allow you to collect information and data about your potential customers, and that could give you more information to be able to prioritize who it is that you're talking to one-on-one. And so there's a value in establishing a pre-client funnel where people go through that in advance before they ever talk with you. The other thing that the pre-client funnel does is it allows you to establish a higher level of trust and rapport with people. See, you might be talking to people right now, and when you have a conversation with them on the phone, that's the first time that they've talked to you. And so they're walking into the call without any expectations, about what value they're going to get, without any expectations of who you are and what your background is. And so part of what a pre-client funnel can do is it educates people up front. So when they get on the call with you, they're excited to talk with you. They want to learn more. So for anybody who's dealing with an abundance of prospects and they're having a hard time following up with everybody, a pre-client funnel can mean that you're talking with the most important prospects, the ones who are most likely to buy. And so by establishing a pre-client funnel, you can save time, energy, and effort. All right, let's get into key idea number 6 here. And in a moment, I want to give you an opportunity to participate in an upcoming training and mentoring program that will help you to implement some of the systems that I'm talking to you about on the call today. So this next approach, this is another area where, you know, some people who came from a corporate background, you might have had an orientation around this. You might have had some background or experience that lends itself to being able to implement this next key that I'm going to share with you here in a moment. In fact, it's considered an entire profession, and there are people who actually go get educated in order to do this. But it's also things that anybody can do. So key number 6 is to use a project approach to implement one system at a time. So when I worked in the corporate world, one of my roles was that of a project manager. So I would take on projects that would take months to implement, and I would usually have a team of people that I would manage and work with them to help implement systems or to accomplish goals. And there's an organization called the Project Management Institute, and people go get educated on how to manage projects. You don't have to be a certified project manager in order to use projects in your business. All you really have to do is you have to pick something that you want to work on, determine what the goals are, determine what strategies to implement, and what specific actions or tasks that you need to take to get it done. Break it down step by step, maybe even making a list of steps or kind of like a to-do list of things that you want to do, and then working on them one at a time or a couple of them together to be able to implement that. And so you need to be a person who's able to break things down into smaller chunks. You know, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. How do you implement an automated system? One step at a time, one task at a time, breaking things down. That's how you get it done. And so, you know, things usually take longer than people expect. And so we always have our expectations, oh, yeah, I'm going to get this done in a week, and then, you know, 3 weeks later you're still working on it. So you need to understand what it's going to take, and you need to break it down and work on it piece by piece to get it done. And, you know, along the way, any of these strategies we're talking about related to marketing and sales, you're going to benefit from having a knowledge of sales scripting. You're going to benefit from having a knowledge of copywriting. You're going to have a benefit of understanding some of the technology tools that you need to have in place. You can do it yourself. You can also hire other people to help you implement it as well. Now, I talked earlier about the importance of email marketing and autoresponders. And you might be thinking to yourself, I have an email marketing system. I just don't have enough people on it. I need to be able to get more people onto my email list so I can start sending out more messages to them. So I've got a free resource for you that I want to share. I have a free report on 33 simple strategies to build your email list. 33 simple strategies to build your email list. If you'd like to receive a copy of that, you can go to socialmediaoutcomes.com/33email. That's number 33 email. Go to socialmediaoutcomes.com/33email and then go ahead and download that report. That has 33 different ideas that are going to allow you to learn strategies, techniques, and tools that will help you to get into action to build your results. I'm looking out on the Facebook page here. Susan Schlieff is there, and she says, that's where I often get stuck. I make a plan for a campaign, but there are just so many different pieces that have to all fit together in order to launch it all. Right now, I have a new video created to launch my new video services, but at the end, it invites people to opt in for a free for a series of training videos. And then she says, now I need to create the series. Just a matter of time for me since I have a full-time job as well. Yeah, and you know what? That's a good point too, Susan. A lot of people that might be in business, you might have a business and you might have a second business or a job or something else. And so automation is even more important for you. And a lot of people get stuck at that place. So you're not alone with others in terms of getting that done. And I've had the great opportunity to work with Eric Lofholm since 2007, first as a client, then as a sales coach. Later, I took on the role of sales consultant, sales manager, and general manager, and more recently as his joint venture and affiliate manager, and now I'm the director of the technology services division. Throughout that time, my role has also been to manage online marketing promotions and also social media. Eric uses social media to invite people to events. He publishes content to his blog. He creates videos to post on YouTube. He gets a lot of traffic to his site, and he generates leads using some of the lead generation systems in place on his site. He positions himself as an expert, and his site creates social proof that what he teaches works. The big idea for you is that your website and your blog are an important part of your online marketing efforts. So would you like to be able to automate your systems? Would you like to be able to automate your sales and marketing systems? What I'd like to do now is simply extend an invitation to participate in an upcoming training mentoring program. The program is called the Sales Technology Training Program. It's a 12-week program that's designed to give you all the skills to improve your results online and to be able to help implement systems to get results. The program includes four components. It includes the 12-week series on sales technology skills. It includes a in fact, let me just pull up the page here. I'm going to give you a web page in a moment where you can go to and get access to all the details about the program. There's a series of videos that you'll get access to. And by the way, I've got a couple bonuses that I'm going to share in a moment as well that will get you into action. There's also a four-week live webinar series on social media marketing. And during that four-week webinar series, there's a couple different topics we're going to mention. I'll get into that in a moment. There's also an audio program, strategies to leverage technology to increase sales, and also three insightful videos to increase sales online. So let me go through the 12-week program and give you the details on that. So there are 12 modules of content, and I teach one of those modules per week. And they're broken into three different areas. They're broken into lead generation strategies, appointment setting strategies, and lead conversion strategies. So the first four modules are on lead generation and include social media prospecting. Module 2 is on opt-in pages. Module 3 is on email database and autoresponders, and Module 4 is on sales technology integration. The next four modules are on appointment setting. Module 5 is on appointment scheduling tools and CRM systems for follow-up. Module 6 is on opt-in forms to generate appointment leads. Module 7 is on appointment setting emails, and Module 8 is on social media techniques to book appointments. The last four modules are on lead conversion. So Module 9 is on e-commerce and sales pages. Module 10 is on Digital U, online video strategies. Module 11 is on webinars, teleseminars, and Google Hangouts. And Module 12 is on PayPal invoicing and recurring payments. Now, the four webinars, which will also be recorded, are on content creation for social media prospecting techniques, social media currency techniques, and also Google Hangouts. There's a webinar on each one of those. The webinars are in the month of March on Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific. And finally, the audio on seven strategies to leverage technology to increase sales will teach you what technology tools you need to increase sales, how to overcome your fear of technology, and techniques to use technology systems to create more leverage. And then finally, the three videos are on Facebook prospecting tips, tips to write an email to set appointments, and how to use a CRM to follow up effectively. Let me give you the website address, and then I'll explain what it takes to participate in the program. You can go to socialmediaoutcomes.com/tech, socialmediaoutcomes.com/TECH. Go there now to register for the program. So here's how the program works. The sales technology training call, the 12-week program, is valued at $995. The social media marketing webinar series is valued at $397. The audio program is valued at $97, and the three videos to increase sales are valued at $39. The total value of the program is $1,528, and I have a special opportunity for you to sign up in the program today. If you register for the program in the next hour, You can sign up for only, and I should mention, before I mention that, I should mention that going forward, the program is going to be priced at $299. And we'll actually be switching to this price point coming up in the next few weeks. So now is a great time to sign up for the program. So if you register in the next hour, you can register for only $149. $149. So I encourage you to take advantage of this opportunity now. You're able to sign up at half of what we'll be charging going forward. And again, the total value of the program is $1,528. So again, the website address to go to is socialmediaoutcomes.com/tech. I've got a couple bonuses for you. And the bonuses are available if you register in the next 15 minutes after we end the call. So the first bonus is that when you register for the program, normally you would get access to the program for 90 days or 12 weeks. But I'm going to upgrade your membership so you'll be able to attend the program for an entire year. So you can literally go through the program four times in a year and get all the value from it. And I should also mention that each one of the calls is recorded. If you're not able to be on the live call, you can go back and listen to the audio recording from the call and get the benefit of it. And by the way, each one of those calls includes 30 minutes of content and 30 minutes of Q&A. And one other benefit is that you'll actually get access to a special Facebook group. So you'll be able to join me live in a Facebook group where we'll have a conversation during the calls, during the training calls, and you can participate there, share your takeaways, and also ask your questions there as well. And that's your opportunity for mentoring. The second benefit, the second bonus, if you register in the next 15 minutes after the call, is that you'll receive a 30-minute sales technology coaching session with me. This is an opportunity to talk with me one-on-one about your business. I'll ask you questions about your business, and I'll share some specific ideas on that coaching call. And the more I know about your business, the more effectively I can speak to what you're trying to accomplish. And so there's a value in scheduling that coaching session with me and having that appointment so we have an opportunity to talk about your business. And by the way, those bonuses are valued at $400, so you can stack that on top of the $1,528. So it's almost $2,000 in value you're getting by only registering for only $149. Let me give you the website one more time. Go to socialmediaoutcomes.com/tech. That's T-E-C-H. And by the way, outcomes has an S at the end, socialmediaoutcomes.com/tech. Now, it's time to wrap up for the call. If you have any questions, by the way, I encourage you to contact me. You can email me at rick@socialmediaoutcomes.com. You can also email me at rickc@ericloffholm.com. rickc@ericloffholm.com. You can also call me. My phone number is 916-248-5440. That's 916-248-5440. I want to thank you for joining me on the call today. I hope you got a ton of value from the information that I shared. Oh, and I should also mention the program has a 100% money-back guarantee. Sign up for the program. If you're unhappy for any reason within the first 30 days, we'll provide a full refund. So there's really no reason not to sign up. Now's the time to get into action and participate. If you like the information that I shared with you on automating your sales and marketing, you're going to benefit from participating in the sales technology training program and beginning to implement some of those systems in your own business. So go out there and sign up now, socialmediaoutcomes.com/tech, T-E-C-H, and sign up for the program. So thanks for joining me on the call today, and I look forward to connecting with you in the future. Have a great week, and God bless.